For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. We're continuing our walk in Potter Valley along the Eel River with cannabis grower Susan Schindler as she takes stock of the fire damage to her property and reflects on the changes coming up in the new year. Schindler shares the concerns of many small growers, including the economy of scale, the prospect of resorting to light depth, and competing with the black market.
It's a very uncomfortable place for me to be talking about the black market, because I was the black market. You know?
Right.
I mean, it sounds like, oh no, I want them all taken down and get rid of them. And no, I wanted them all to be legal and I wanted us to be safe. That's what I wanted. But clearly, that's not going to be the end result. I think it is creating a schism in a community that once was very united against the man. Now, you've got people who are working with the man and people who are not for various reasons. And it's going to be a have and have not situation. And I hate that.
We eventually made our way to a steep slope where firefighters had cut fire breaks in the last days of the October firestorm. Though she emphasized her gratitude to the firefighters, Schindler was also concerned about potential landslides. Charlie Martin, a forester with CAL FIRE who was in charge of suppression repair work during the incident, said half a dozen licensed foresters were at work in Schindler's neighborhood evaluating for erosion control. He added that CAL FIRE did repair damage, but that they believed crews would do more damage if they went back up the slope to dig drainage lines. He also explained that firefighters had not placed mulch on the fire lines because they were concerned that the mulch itself would ignite, as happened during the Grade Fire. He said crews repaired the damage they were able to fix, but advised landowners suffering property damage as a result of firefighter activity to file a government claim form with the California Department of General Services. Schindler calls this particular slope her mushroom hill.
This has been the only hill that I was able consistently to find my mushrooms. Chanterelles, if I'm lucky, matsutakes every year. There's a ton of non-edibles, beautiful, you know, slippery jacks.
So there's a pile of manzanita and oak branches.
Look at the trees at the bottom. And they haven't removed them. Just piled them up against other trees. And I need to have wattles. And I mean, look over there how steep. It's bad. Yeah, because the fire didn't get here.
Yeah.
But they certainly prepared this for fire. Everything is about 8 blades wide. I mean, these are wide barriers that they had to create, I'm sure, to keep the fire from progressing should it get here. But, I mean, here, you can come over here and see.
And you don't know how far over the rise it goes.
I haven't gone here this way, and I haven't gone that way.
Firefighters had also cleared a large swathe of a nearby meadow, which they had used as a staging ground with Schindler's permission. A gate post for an electric gate had also been knocked over, which Martin said he was not aware of. So this happened during the fire. You left your gate open and let the firemen stage here.
So, first I said, my goodness, this is the size of a football field. And then one of the guys in truck that was parked here said, oh no, this is a football stadium. Now, it's something called a safe zone, apparently. And they inform me that that relates to the height of the flames by a multiplier. So the dimensions are sort of predicated on something. And the purpose of it and why it's called a safe zone is that if neighbors ended up finding themselves in a bind, they could run here, they'd stand there, and there would be enough clearing around them so they would not burn up. So I can't get mad at that, okay?
Right.
But it is a little shocking to look at.
It does look kind of huge, and I see a lot of mostly manzanita that's been, it looks like it was shoved around the edges with some heavy equipment.
Yeah, bulldozed. The other thing that's going to be interesting about it is one thing I'm always amazed about is how well nature heals itself if we just let her do it. This is compacted so much because of all the heavy equipment and the fire and fire engines and everything. But you can already see there's green showing. There's some green popping up. So yeah.
We had some good rain this morning and yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope it grows back in. Obviously, the trees that were cut down, that's going to take a while.
Schindler kept returning to her hope for future growth.
If I'm really lucky, I might find morels on this land now. The thing that morels are notorious for is they love burned out land. So that might be one little happy bit out of all of this.
Wildflowers and morels. And it sounds like she'll grow again too. So what would it take to make you decide whether you'll do it again next year or
I just
or throw in the towel?
$200,000 on a building, Sarah. Okay. I'm kind of in this now. It's, you know, when you've reached the point of no return, I think I just have to keep going.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif.